You know, Guy, I was stunned to know, and looking at your background, you're not a New Yorker. You have a New York attitude on the West Coast. How did you get that? Have I mislabeled you?
I don't know. I'm a California guy, but I will tell you, I've got a lot of New York buddies, and I spend quite a bit of time out here, you know, with the Food Network, and just the whole, you know, the way you guys embrace the restaurants and the way you embrace community and the way people come together. I mean, I was reading these text messages and these emails and Facebooks and people saying, hey, listen, I live up on the, you know, I live this area, and we've got, you know, above 34th, and we've got power, we've got water, you need a place to stay, come see us, da-da-da-da. And it's just amazing to see how the New Yorkers and how the East Coast folks all band together and get this taken care of. But I thank you. That's a nice compliment to get, man.
Yeah, because you go out and get it. You've been doing it your whole life. Actually, since when you graduated, you've been opening up restaurants and taking risks, being a true entrepreneur, as you're doing now. Even though you're a big celebrity host, you're still taking a risk anytime you go into business, especially paying in real estate dollars like New York City with the American Kitchen and Bar.
Yeah, it's a big nut. You know, the thing is to surround yourself with really good people. It's all a risk. You just want to take the best calculated risk you can. And, you know, this restaurant is 16,000 square feet, 550 seats, and it cost us about $8 million to build. And fortunately, it wasn't my $8 million that it took. But, you know, I'm a chef and a restaurant owner first. The TV thing was just kind of a unique opportunity that came about. But, the business is tough. And you got to be on your game, and you got to stay focused. And then when you do it right, and you're knocking it out of the park like we are, then you can help other people with it.
Yeah, and you've had unbelievable success in the TV thing. Maybe it's your lack of worrying about how it comes off is part of your success, because you're very much yourself on and off the air. The show you have on the Food Network, where you're the man, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You're happy in any of those locations.
Well, you nailed it, man. You read my bio perfectly, yeah. Or read through it.
But actually, you've been on with us on Fox and Friends too.
Oh, right. It's that attitude, though. But it's how you carry yourself. It's how anybody that's doing it the right way, when you're comfortable what you're doing, and you're comfortable how you're doing it, and the people that you're doing it with, then it makes it all kind of just have a flow. You know, if you're trying to swim up a stream that you're not familiar with or you don't have the confidence in, you can't throw caution to the wind, but you definitely got to feel and believe what you're doing. And listen, I love this. And I'm so, you know, the opportunity to come to New York, and that's why when you get the opportunity put in front of you, and you see that there's folks in need, you got to be a responsible, you know, I felt I need to be a responsible member of the community and step up and, you know, see how I can help out.